What did you say to a team to get it started?
Pardon?
What would you tell a team if you wanted it to start off?
I'd just tell them to get up.
Get up. Yeah. And if you wanted to go faster?
No, I don't know. You'd have to whip them if you wanted to go faster.
You don't have to say a word.
Yeah.
What do you hold in your hands when you're driving a team?
Lines.
Pop them on the back of the team and speed them up?
Well, so. What time is it getting to be?
It's almost 12, and I'm sorry.
That's all right. I thought it was later than that.
You want to stop?
No. We'll go on a little.
Okay. You tell me when, will you?
All right.
And I have my watch, so I'll know what time it is. If you want your horses to stop, what do you tell them?
Say, whoa.
That'll bring them to a dead halt, huh? And then, if you don't want them to go that way, you want them to come back this way, what do you tell them?
I don't know. That G in the hall, I don't know.
Well, how about the one where you want them to come?
I imagine you'd have to pull on your line, if you had any line.
Well, let's say this is the wagon, and you come up like this, and this is a loading dock.
Yeah.
And you want them to move the wagon back like this, what would you tell them?
I'd tell them to back up.
And that would, then which way would they go?
Well, they'd be coming backwards.
Uh-huh.
Push that wagon on back there.
Uh-huh. And then if you say get out, which way do they go?
They'd go far.
Uh-huh. When, what would you call a big group of saddle horses?
You'd call them a herd of horses.
How about a big group of saddle horses that you're going to work?
You'd call them work horses.
Well, if you get them rounded up for a special purpose, let's say you get them rounded up, you're going to go get a bunch of cattle. Would this be your string or your Bermuda or?
Well, you just call them your saddle horses and just catch them.
Uh-huh.
Start off.
And when you, at night, did you have anything special to feed them with? Anything that fit over their heads?
Well, I believe that's a bozo. I'm not for sure.
Bozo. Uh-huh.
I kind of think it is.
Uh-huh.
They put this sack and come over their head, you see.
Uh-huh. Is that ever called a morale?
Well, it could be.
Uh-huh.
They call it several different things.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Uh-huh. Bozo.
I've seen them used.
Uh-huh. If you have a saddle horse, what do you hold in your hands?
If you have what?
If you're riding a saddle horse, what do you hold in your hands?
Well, that you hold your reins.
Uh-huh. And where do your feet go?
In the stirrups.
Uh-huh. And how do you keep the saddle on?
How do I?
Now what is that thing that goes under the horse and holds the saddle on?
That's a girth.
Do you use one of those or two of them?
Well, you use the front girth or if you want a flank girth.
That's good when you're roping?
Yeah.
And you can keep the saddle on the horse.
That's to keep it from cocking up behind.
What do you put on the horse's head if you're going to break him?
Put on his head?
Yeah.
I can put a halter on him.
Uh-huh.
Or you can put a bridle on him.
Would this be what you'd use if you were going to break him for the first time?
Well, you'd have to have somebody to herd for you.
Uh-huh.
If he's a bad pitching horse,
uh-huh,
you'd be a herd for you.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever use one of those rope halters over his head?
Yeah.
For the first time?
But back then, no.